Chapter 1. An Exciting Day. Tanya jumped out of bed and ran downstairs. Her mum was in the kitchen.
"I can't believe it's finally Saturday," said Tanya. "I feel really nervous, but I'm excited too."
"What are you going to wear?" asked her mum.
"I think I'll wear my new red T-shirt and my black jeans," answered Tanya.
"Are you sure? That's not very elegant," said her mum.
"Of course," said Tanya. "Those T-shirts are very fashionable at the moment."
"Okay," said her mum. "You know best. Now what do you want for breakfast?"
"I can't eat anything, mum. I'm too nervous," said Tanya.
"You must eat something," insisted her mum.
"Have some toast and some orange juice."
"Okay," said Tanya, "but I only want one piece of toast." Tanya sat down with her mother and ate her breakfast quickly. Then she ran upstairs to have a shower and get dressed. Half an hour later, she stood in front of the mirror and put gel on her short blonde hair. She was very pretty.
"This is my big chance today, so I want to look perfect," she thought.
There was a page from a newspaper on Tanya's desk. She took it and read the advertisement on the page again for the 100th time. Wanted: singers and musicians. Sam Sinclair, the manager of Lara Lane, Girl Power and Solo, is looking for talented singers and musicians to form the band of the 21st century. He needs one female lead singer, two male singers, one lead guitarist, one bass guitarist, one drummer. Auditions, male singers, Friday the 20th of July, between 12 and 6 p.m. Female singers and guitarists, Saturday the 21st of July, between 12 and 6 p.m. Drummers, Sunday the 22nd of July, between 12 and 6 p.m. Address: Wyman's Furniture Factory, Riverside, London. Phone: FameLab 0702 535 3535 for more information. Tanya put the page on the desk, looked at herself in the mirror one last time, and then ran downstairs.
"I'm going, Mum," she shouted from the hall. "Wish me luck."
"But it's only 9 o'clock, said her mum. "The auditions begin at 12.
"I know," said Tanya, "but I want to get there early."
"Okay, well, good luck. You look lovely," said her mum.
"Thanks, Mum. Bye,"
said Tanya, and she left the house. Wyman's Furniture Factory was an old factory near the River Thames. Nobody worked there anymore. Tanya took the bus to the river, and then she walked along the path to the factory. It was a warm, sunny day, and she was very happy. When she arrived at the factory half an hour later, she saw a boy standing at the entrance. He was very tall, and he had short, dark hair.
"Hi,"
said Tanya. "Are you going to the audition too?" The boy turned and looked at her. He had blue eyes, and he was very handsome.
"Yes," he said. "I play the guitar."
"Do you play in a band?" asked Tanya. "I was in a band, but then the singer went to university, so we can't play anymore," answered the boy. "What about you?"
"I sing, but not in a band,"
answered Tanya. "I sang in school concerts, and sometimes I sing on karaoke nights. Oh, and I won a talent contest at the local youth club last year. By the way, my name's Tanya."
"Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Dan," said the boy. "Are you still at school?"
"No," answered Tanya. "I'm 16. I left school this year, and now I'm working in my mum's clothes shop. I'm going to audition for drama school next year."
"Really?" said Dan. "I'm 17, and I've got a place at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts here in London. I'm starting in September."
"That's fantastic,"
said Tanya, impressed. A lot of famous actors went to that drama school. You're very lucky. It's very difficult to get a place there.
Yes, I know, said Dan. But I really want to be in a band. This audition is very important to me.
It's important to me too. I don't want to spend the whole year in my mum's clothes shop, said Tanya.
Let's go inside and see the audition room, said Dan.
Tanya and Dan went in.
They saw a sign, Fame Lab Audition this way. They walked along a dark corridor and into an enormous room with a stage. The room was empty.
Look at all the seats, said Tanya. It seems that they're expecting a lot of people to come for the audition.
There are always a lot of people at auditions, said Dan.
Let's go and explore this place. It's early and I don't want to sit here and wait. I'll get nervous.
I'm not sure, said Tanya. It's very dark in the building. I don't like it.
Oh, come on, said Dan. It'll be fun.
Nothing can happen. We won't go far and we've got time before the audition.
Finally, Tanya agreed and they walked out of the enormous room and further along the corridor. Suddenly, Tanya stopped.
Listen, I can hear voices, she said.
They're coming from this room on the left, said Dan. Perhaps it's an office. Let's go in and see what's happening.
They tried to open the door, but it was locked. Then they saw that there was a window at the top of the door.
Tanya and Dan stood on some boxes and looked into the room. They saw a man and a woman.
Wow, look, it's Lara Lane. She's my favourite pop star, said Tanya, excited. But who's that man with her?
I don't know, answered Dan. I don't recognise his face. I don't think he's a pop star. Perhaps he's Lara Lane's manager.
I can't believe that's Lara Lane, said Tanya. I love her. I'm going to sing one of her songs at the audition.
But what's she doing here?
I don't know, said Dan quietly.
Listen, they're having an argument. What are they saying?
Tanya and Dan stood on the boxes and listened.
Tell your manager, Sam Sinclair, to choose my daughter Bianca, or I'll tell the newspapers our little secret, said the man.
You can't do that, said Lara angrily. It will upset Bianca. You can't let her read about it in the newspapers. That's cruel. You'll hurt Bianca, and she's your daughter.
Then tell Sam Sinclair that he must choose Bianca for the band, said the man. She must be the singer.
Okay, I'll tell him, said Lara. I promise.
They're talking about the audition today, said Dan quietly.
Yes, I know, said Tanya, upset. And they've already got their female lead singer. Sam Sinclair will choose this girl, Bianca. He's Lara's manager. He must do what she says.
There's no point going to the audition now.
I'm going home.
Don't be stupid, said Dan. You want to be a singer, and this is your big chance. Perhaps Sam Sinclair won't listen to Lara Lane. Perhaps he'll choose the best singer, and perhaps the best singer will be you. You must do the audition.
You're right, said Tanya.
Okay, I'll do the audition.
Come on then, said Dan. Let's go back to the room. The audition is starting in 10 minutes.